Hello, Boston fans. This is Radley Sports Talk Show, the one and only host, Radley Sports Talk Show in Boston. I would like to say, first off, man, the Boston Celtics right now are looking pretty darn good right now. Adding Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday to the new addition squad of the Boston Celtics. Right now, their record at home is 14-0. The record to beat, to break a record, is 17-0. The last time that was done, it was 1957 to 1958 team for the Boston Celtics. And the Boston Celtics are on a roll. They've beaten every single team they could beat and also beat the Orlando Magic, which is pretty cool to see. They're doing a pretty darn good job at home trying to defend what they got at home, because those are one of the biggest traits for the Celtics. They want to build that chemistry, because when it comes to playoff time, it's going to be a whole different atmosphere, you know? They're still in first place right now, and they're looking pretty darn good. And one of the things that the Celtics have been working for them so far is their ball movement, and for leaders like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown moving the ball around. Sam Hauser has been a big key for stepping up in the three-point shot game. Peyton Pritchard, too. His defensive skills, we already know how that is, and his hustle plays. And the bench is looking pretty darn good as well. Kristaps Porzingis shooting from the arc, the deep three. And everybody else is doing their thing. Jrue Holiday, his defensive scheme, Jason Tatum getting some blocks too. Which is pretty cool, man. Everybody looks like they're on the same page, and they know what their task is to get what they want, you know, and that's a championship. The question is, everyone, do I think the Boston Celtics will beat that record 17-0 at home? I do believe so. I do think they'll go pretty far with the home record. But I do think that one of the teams, we're like one of the best teams right now in the NBA and the Eastern Conference, and we just got to still play together with camaraderie. We still got to continue to play the best as we always do. And, like, not let it get to us if we play not a good team. But one of the things that I've enjoyed watching this basketball from the Boston Celtics is not only their defense, but the way they create their own shot. They're able to find ways to create shots and open up and, like, take the shots. And they're able to make it at a high efficiency, you know? And those are one of the things, like, you got to take for granted, because those are one of the things you got to know that for yourself. If you don't see the open shot, give the ball up. Pass it away. So right now we are 14-0 at home. And it's, if you look at it, bro, most of these games are Tatum, Brown, White, Tatum, Brown, Tatum, Porzingis, Brown, Tatum, Tatum. It's either Brown or Porzingis or White. So those are the leading scorers on that team. Their next game is going to be at home. It's going to be not until, let's see. Yeah, like this, they won 14-0, and I'm looking at their next home game. Let's see, against the Detroit Pistons, they'll be able to do it. Toronto Raptors 15. Hold up. Toronto Raptors 15. And then couple of other folks with that too. They'll play Milwaukee, but yeah, they could be able to do it. Realistically, if I look at it right now, they'll be able to do it. They just gotta play together as a team and work hard every single day. Keep doing what they're doing, because whatever is working, it's working. You know, you can't change the game plan if it's not working. But with that being said, everyone, the Boston Celtics have a commanding first place lead. Their roster consists of players that have been playing for a pretty long time. Kristaps Porzingis deserves a championship. The biggest upgrade I've seen from Kristaps Porzingis is that Kristaps Porzingis, unlike a Robert Williams was an amazing, outstanding individual player. I give him credit to that. But one of the things that is different from Kristaps Porzingis' game is he has a three-point shot, which other people what like Robert Williams doesn't have in the game of basketball. He doesn't have a 3-point shot. He don't have a mid-range game. He was always driving to the basket. That's the biggest upgrade, and this is what made sense afterwards, is because it's one of those things where you have to look at it and are able to see and dissect it. And that's what I'm able to see. Kristaps Porzingis has an outstanding defensive game, and he could create an offense for himself to do what he can do for his team. One game I remember watching Kristaps Porzingis play, he has like 6 blocks, a couple of 3-point shots, already had like 24, 26 points and like 6 blocks, man. A bunch of rebounds, man. That's an amazing stat line for a center. For a center that could shoot like that, consists of like, he's not a great player, he's an outstanding player, and he's hungry to win his first chip. So right now, Kristaps Porzingis is playing out of his mind right now. We all remember who Derek White was, the 6'4 guard coming out of that point guard position. Man, Derek White, he's a player that, like, Derek White is that type of player where he's consist of doing things the right way, being at the right place at the right time. We all remember that Miami Heat game where he played, and he just was just at the right place at the right time and was able to knock down that shot, that game-winning shot to beat to force it like a game 7. See, those are the type of players we need. We need players that are going to be leaders and also to be at the right place at the right time as well. So, and then we got Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum now a power forward, but Jason Tatum's been more of like a playmaker lately, which is amazing to see. Before, in his younger generation years, he used to never pass the ball like that. You would never see Jason Tatum pass the ball efficiently like we've seen what Jason Tatum's able to do. You see an open play, you have to pass it out. Don't see the open shot, don't take it. But if you do, you gotta take it, let it fly. And so that's one of the things that I've seen Jason Tatum been progressing over the years, is just trying to find the open man on that court. Peyton Pritchard, another guy, we all talk about hustle plays. The guy might be only 6'1", but this guy got a heart of a warrior. This guy right here, man, you'll see him coming off the bench as a 6th man, doing his thing. Say if they lost the ball, he'll fight. If he'll try to get a rebound, fight it back, or get a steal or something. Some of those sneaky plays, which will get you the chance to either extend the lead or get the lead. He could shoot too. He could shoot the 3-point shot efficiently and could do his thing, man. Jrue Holiday. We all know what Jrue Holiday is able to do. First-time champion with the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And now he's with the Celtics. With adding a Jrue Holiday, getting rid of Marcus Smart, this is a big upgrade. The way I look at things with Jrue Holiday is a bigger upgrade than Marcus Smart, because we needed a point guard who would be able to facilitate the game when we're down or we're up to make a better decision plays. Marcus Smart, he had that, but it wasn't as good as Jrue Holiday's IQ. Jrue Holiday's IQ is out of the world, bro. Meaning, like, if you see Jrue Holiday walk down the ball, he'll be able to pick up a play even to take the 3-point shot and make it efficiently more than Marcus Smart, what he would do. You see, Marcus Smart would hit 2 shots thinking he could hit 3, not knowing that there's other players on the court who could hit better 3-point shots than him. Realizing that, that's why the GM made the decision he made. And so right now, we're one of the best teams in the NBA. Doing our thing. Jaylen Brown, too, my guy. Jaylen Brown, man. 6'6", 27 years old. And he just be explosive, man. You see this dude go over people, try to dunk the ball, try to get DMs over people. But Jaylen Brown's been doing this all over, bro. Like, this dude wants to win, bro. He wants one. This is their chance this year, bro. They just got to play as a team and work together. Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser, man. Sam Hauser, I believe, in my opinion, is one of the best shooters I've seen in a long time, man. This dude just, most of his shots are three-point shots, but they're so efficient. They go in most of the time. Do you see that guy coming off the bench with Peyton Pritchard and all those other guys? He'll just shoot that thing like there's no tomorrow, man. The guy's efficient, and he knows where to shoot it and where the ball ends up in the net. And those are the guys, man. Al Horford is still doing his thing at the age of, yeah, he's getting up there, Al Horford, but he's still able to maintain, bro. So Al Horford, man, still doing his thing at older age right now, but will the Celtics be able to do it? Break the record 17-0 in 1957 and 1958? The answer is yes, folks. The Celtics will be able to beat this record. All they got to do is focus on their game, not focusing on any other game, but their game, themselves. Once they're able to do that, they consist of things that correlate with their game, the chemistry, the bonding with the players, and everything like that. Once they figure that out, everything is going to fall into place all at once. And those are the things. They'll be able to go 18-0 at home. They just got to defend home turf, man. Or home court in Boston, bro. That's all they need to do. And then once they figure that out, they break the record, man. And, you know, you guys going to look back on this live on Spotify podcast and say, like, oh, shoot. Rather hit that, man. How? But, like, this is just a realistic way. The way I look at things is just, like, they're going to be able to do it at the right time, at the right moment. And so, we'll see how they do, the Boston Celtics will do, and continue to do their damage on the court. And with that being said, good stuff, Popovich, on playing for Chelsea and getting that win. No goal scored, man. Getting, you know, he was a great goalkeeper. Same with Matt Turner, too. You know, the way I look at it, the Revolution are one of those teams where, when it comes to goalkeepers, they do successful with goalkeepers, man. And they continue to strive and, you know, become the best at what they do. Matt Turner was once, and then Popovich was a second. Who's the next goalkeeper to step up for the Revolution? We'll see. The MLS draft is coming soon on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. So I'll be able to see who gets drafted from college to the MLS Major League Soccer. And we will see, man, who gets picked up for the offseason for the upcoming season, 2024 season. But with that being said, everyone, like I said again, just stay tuned for next podcast with Rally Sports Talk Show, you know, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. And this is, we're going to call it a day for now. But this is the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. We are out. Take care, everyone, and have a blessed Monday. Take care, everyone. Peace.